Welcome to System Switch, an improvised podcast about a group of unlikely heroes helping fight evil throughout the multiverse. Every season, we'll be exploring a new universe in the form of a new tabletop role-playing game. This season's universe is the Procyon Sector, brought to us by Scum and Villainy by Strauss Asimovic and John LaBeouf Little. Last time on System Switch, Millie successfully grappled Bowler, Hicks, and Jayok from solitary confinement.
Ah! Oh my goodness!
Oh, whiplash!
Brother, thank you.
But Hicks was determined to also save the space pirate, Nova.
Hicks, did you see the fighters?
Well, yeah, but like, we're just gonna leave them? Like, we're not even gonna try? Do you have like guns on this ship? I'll blow the fires out of the sky, and then we'll try to rescue Nova.
After reeling in Nova and narrowly avoiding blowing up, the crew blasted off into freedom.
All right, everybody hold on to your butts. We're getting the fuck out of here.
But although they were free from jail, the interpersonal drama was just heating up.
We're from another dimension?
I'm sorry, another dimension?
Yes.
Nobody blasts in my fucking spaceship.
Gil's here just charged at me.
She is pirate. They have no honor. Join the uprising. It is the right thing to do.
If you get tangled up in the uprising, you're only gonna get killed.
Whew. You guys, I don't know whose side to take. There's a lot going on.
And now, the crew finally has some downtime before they tell their newest passengers their final decision.
Bowler's sitting in the observation orb on the ship, staring at the stars, smoking a space cigarette, which he found in his pack. It says spaceship safe on the side. And I have found a piece of wood that I'm carving into the image of Hugh with a little knife I've got.
Oh yeah, Hugh from season one.
Just whittling away as I look at the stars. I'm wondering about this journey that we're on. And also that someone shot a fucking gun in the spaceship. I'm very stressed out. So carving this little object has chilled me out. And I'm taking a little moment to myself to indulge in that vice. I don't get any bonus dice, do I? No.
No, what is that vice that you are indulging?
Your vice is whittling.
My vice is I try to make something I like.
Ah.
So today it's me whittling a piece of wood into a statue of Hugh. And I rolled a 6, so I'm going to say it's really good.
Yeah.
It makes you cry. It's so good, it makes you cry.
It looks just like him.
I can hear him crying in the background.
I'm a big guy.
And I reduce my stress by 6, and I'm very thankful for that because I was very stressed.
Yeah, you went from 7 stress down to 1 with that 6, so that's helpful.
Exactly. And then I head down to the med bay and I grab one of the med kits and I just rub some Anika cream onto my bruises and it starts to feel a little bit better.
It says here to recover, you remove all level 1 harm.
And then I spend the rest of the night actually sleeping in the pod with the bowler hat a little bit over my eyes so that the starlight doesn't wake me up.
What is Hicks doing for this downtime?
I went to old Hicks's room, Space Hicks's room, and I just wanted to get a feel for who Space Hicks is, and so I start looking at his little trinkets, trying to figure out what's up. There's like some screwdrivers and a little piece of glass. I don't know what that's for. There's a little remote control looking thing. I picked that up. I don't really know what that's for either, but I do have vague memories of using these things. I feel like I was trying to upgrade this remote control for some reason to control robots or something, but I'm not quite sure. And then I find a bottle of whiskey, half drank. It is space whiskey, but I know whiskey when I see it. And I take a big happy sigh and I take a pull and I indulge in my vice a little bit.
That's great. What's the memory that comes, you know, that comes back of Space Hicks? That you have when you're like taking that pull?
I have memories of drinking from this bottle because it's half empty and relaxing after seeing 4 men get ejected out of an airlock and then and having to drink that memory away. Which did not work, clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Apparently, I do that a lot. I'm going to roll for that. 2.
Ooh. Okay,
that's not great. I'm still pretty stressed out, but that's okay. And then I'm going to train. There are some textbooks and handbooks on Space Hicks's desk, and I'm going to flip through them and try to regain some sort of footing in the space. So yeah, I'm going to train insight while I keep drinking, and I end up finishing the bottle and passing out.
Of course. And Millie, what are you up to during this downtime?
Well, Millie is feeling very overwhelmed because at the start of this day, it was only her and Chaos on the ship, and now there's Hicks and Bowler and 2 complete fucking randos. And so she's feeling definitely stressed. So I think the first thing she's got to do is some gambling, which is her stress reliever. But before she does that, she's restless. She can't sleep. And she sees Bowler sleeping in the pod. And she brings him one of those crunchy silver blankets.
No, it's not.
And she sees Hicks passed out in the mess hall. She actually scoops Hicks and puts him in his bunk.
Yeah.
Checks on their quasi-prisoners. They're sleeping in the little isopods. She goes up to the bridge and she is going to play some online Plutoker. And so she boots up. I imagine there's like a, you know, ship comms system that you can like call in places, right?
Of course.
So she calls into her favorite nightly game. It's the Laser Losers. Their dealer is Tommy Two Chips. Well, deal me in, boys. I've had a hard day and I'm feeling I'll have a hot hand.
Yeah, all right. Here's your deal. Hey, you're big blindness type.
You don't want to deal with me today, Tommy. I got 2 fucking strangers on my ship. I broke someone out of fucking ISO today. You don't understand.
Hey, whatever, man. My wife made the same thing she made last week, man. I mean, can't believe it. I'm about to put everything down on this shit. I gotta get enough cook in here, you know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, Linda is gonna leave you one day, and you're gonna miss that laser lasagna.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, you think I'll miss that lasagna. Okay,
sure. Let's just play some cards, yeah? Keep it clean.
I'm with Clyde.
All right, all right, all right. Is the opening named? There we go, there we go. Are we gonna do one big pot? Just like normal? We're just getting this all over, done. One roll.
I'm all in, fellas, unless you got small Jupiters.
Oh, yeah, that's not gonna work on me. I fold.
No, I'm in.
So go ahead and roll your vice. 5.
Nice.
And then here's the river, and finally, the bridge. And the final roll, Snake Eyes.
Read 'em and weep, fellas.
God, I'm so close to a bingo.
Well, you know how online Plutoker works. If you get 3 planets in a row, you win. And if you make it all the way to the river and then over the bridge, you can have a chance to ask the space goblin 1 question. And if the dice is anything lower than 4, you win.
It honestly, it's just a really simple game. It's amazing how people don't understand.
I know, right? I've tried to teach it to so many people. They say there are so many rules. And I say, give me your money. I will play for you.
Oh, that for me, baby? Oh, you made me some lasagna? Oh, thank you. I love you too. Thank you. I love your lasagna. That's my favorite.
Your voice. You're talking to your wife. All right. I think that's it for me tonight. See you later, champs.
I love you, baby. I love you. All right. Next week, as always.
All right. Bye, boys. Best to Linda.
Yeah. All right. Linda! All right. Over and out. Millie says, let's go.
The next thing I'm going to do is to spend money on repairing the ship. This is her baby. The second thing I'm doing is I'm going to lay low for us and try to reduce our heat. And I thought that I might do that by speaking with some connections I have inside of the prison, because that's how I got in the first place. And I make a call to a woman who has a lot of power at ISO, and she is one of the top, like, management of the guards. And, you know, she's an older girl who mentored me for a while, and that is Linda. She works at ISO. That's my connection.
She makes great lasagna.
She makes great lasagna. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
You're just tired of it all the time. It's just a lot, you know?
Yeah, for sure. He's venting.
It's not even lasagna.
Yeah.
There's a lot of deeper things going on.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, so I'm going to call Linda. I'm going to call her up. I know she's free. Hi, Linda. It's Millie.
Oh my god, it's been so long. I'm kidding, because it was I just saw you, 4 or 5 hours ago?
Yeah. I mean, I cannot thank you enough for what you did for us.
Well, I'll tell you, the money that you slipped me, the bribe, if you will, that did more than make up for the apology that I'm gonna have to make to the hegemony. But, hey, regardless.
I mean, but now you can take that ladies' weekend you've been talking about.
You're right. I'm gonna get a administrative leave out of this.
A vacation's a vacation, isn't it, Linda?
They say Amarath is beautiful this time of year, especially ever since the hegemony came in, exterminated the local population, and erected all of those fancy new resorts.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, you can get that big hat you were talking about?
Oh, yes. With the brim and the feather? Listen, honey, let's get down to it. If the supervisors see me talking to someone, they might figure something out. So what is it that you need?
All right, I'll just be quick, Linda. I need you to throw them off our trail. I know that I've already asked so much of you, but if you could just send the investigative drones the opposite way, that would be just... You'd be a peach, Linda. You really would be.
Well, the less they know about you, the less they know about me, honey. So, I'll send them the opposite way. Which way you going? And I'll send them the opposite.
We're going to Lithios, so... Anywhere but there is fine with me.
All right, opposite way of Lithios. You got it.
Thank you, Linda.
Hey, honey?
Yes?
I appreciate you, but maybe don't call back on the work phone next time, huh?
Yes, I'm so sorry. Thank you, Linda. You're the best.
Roll persuasion, I guess, or consort. It's probably consort. You get to reduce heat depending on the roll.
Ah, beans.
1. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, it's not great, but it's not terrible.
Sorry, guys. I did what I could.
And now, after all of that, let's check back in with your prisoner friends down in the cargo hold and see what you have decided and what they have decided. You see Jayok in one corner, sitting on a box of ammunition. In the complete opposite corner of the cargo hold is Nova. Nova is kind of like laying back, leaning back comfortably. She's kind of put her jacket as a little pillow, has her arms crossed, and is kind of taking a nap.
Nova?
Made a decision yet?
As a matter of fact, we have.
And Jayok goes,
I trust that you have made the right decision.
We've made the appropriate decision for our current position. We are going to choose to work with Jayok over here. But, Nova, we can offer you transportation to the nearest place where you can get back to where you came from. And you can go about living your life knowing that you owe your freedom to 3 vagabond space wanderers.
Nova goes,
well, that was a stupid decision. You're really gonna throw away this payday, huh? Whatever. I've seen better pilots than you.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're going to have to say that a bit closer to me. I want to hear you say that in punching distance.
You're right. I meant no disrespect.
Well, you were very disrespectful. You don't get to choose when you disrespect someone. You should thank us for saving your life. We could have left you rotting in the prison.
I'm just surprised, that's all.
It's these pirates. They're all the same. Only looking out for themselves.
You know what, Jayok? I'm gonna have to ask you to shut it for a second. Nova, woman to woman, I realize that you're... think yourself something of a badass, but I would like to remind you that you got caught. We met you in prison, bitch. And so if you don't want to land yourself right back in there, you won't say stupid shit. Now, as for the matter of your job, our availability will open up soon, and I'd be happy to take your cred from you. But if you're going to be a sassy little cunt about it, we cannot work together.
Well, then I guess I'll see you at the Cove.
I'll see you there.
I give Nova a very disappointed look.
The next thing we see is a wide shot of the troubled water as it blasts into hyperspace. And after dropping off Nova at the Pirate Cove, you find yourself outside of Lithios, the ice planet, covered in miles and miles of frozen tundra.
I pull Jack over and I have a little one-on-one with him on the side. Listen, Jayok, no judgments or anything, but are you like a grunt in this uprising? Or are you like a commanding officer or something? How much sway you got? How much pull? Like, if we show up and you're like, these guys rescued me from prison, are they going to be like, get back in line? Or are they going to be like, oh, sweet, come talk to the king or whatever, whoever's ahead of your uprising?
We do not have a king in the uprising.
It was a figure of speech, Jayok.
I am no grunt. I first joined the uprising after the fall of Mem. It was an awful day.
Oh, yeah, fall of Mem, yeah. Terrible, terrible. It's in the past.
But the uprising, they saved me.
Right.
And with my aquatic skills, I was able to infiltrate a military base. And with my brothers, we destroyed the military base on Mem. We struck back against the hegemony.
Yeah. Okay, no offense here, Jayok, but I did not ask for your life story.
After I helped my brothers destroy the military base, I was awarded with the rank of captain.
Okay, all right. I'm beginning to think that neither Nova nor you were the right choice, but here we are.
I will get us a face-to-face with none other than Odin Wolf himself.
Okay, all right, perfect. That's what I wanted to hear. I don't know who that is, but sounds important, so perfect.
Odin Wolf? He is the leader of the uprising.
Right, yeah. I picked that up. Context clues, Jayok. Context clues.
He is a wise man.
All right, thanks, Jayok. I was just worried. I was a little worried, you know. I didn't want to get shot by some rebels, is all.
And as you enter the atmosphere of Lithios, immediately the glass in the bridge starts to freeze over. And after surveying the planet, it's pretty clear that there is nothing. There is no life whatsoever on the surface of this planet. But Jayok tells you to head into a cave. And once you head in, you go further and further down into the planet, where soon enough, you are close to the planet's core. And as this tunnel that you've been traveling through for miles, it opens up into this large, huge, cavernous area, the size of an entire city. And here is where life is teeming. There are rivers, vegetation growing along the sides of the walls. There are farms, there are buildings, there are rows of military grade spaceships that are, of course, a few generations old, a little rusted along the edges, but capable nonetheless. And in the center is this large pyramid-like building, and at the top of it, a glowing yellow cap with a cursive R on each face. This is the Uprising secret headquarters.
I guess the R stands for Really Big Pyramid.
We'll be right back. And now back to System Switch. As I think it's at this point that you realize, as you step out onto the city in the inside of the planet Lithios, you notice that almost everybody, as they hustle and bustle from one of the buildings to the next, flying hover carts, carrying goods, shuttling refugees, you notice that almost all of them are Xenos, or not human.
Excuse me? No. They don't seem very friendly around here.
Maybe that wasn't a ma'am, actually, now that I think about it. I'm sorry, Mr. You. I did not mean to offend. Oh, they're walking away.
Jayok just says,
"They are busy. Many things to do."
Guys, sorry. They probably don't speak universal.
I know a language that everybody speaks, and that's a language of love.
Oh, heck no.
I pick out a sort of a gelatinous blob with a hat, and I smile at it.
Just let him do it.
And I gave it a little wink. I look it up and down.
It just goes like... and just kind of goes away. Like, you're not sure if it saw you or not, because there's not really a good indication of face.
Playing hard to get, I guess.
That is the most man thing I've ever heard anyone say.
And Jayok just goes,
"Friends, please. He is waiting."
Jayok ushers you into the pyramid, which, as you enter in, you notice is almost completely, like, it's solid. It's not a hollow building as much as it is a massive stone structure. You get to what you imagine is the center of the pyramid, and an iris door opens, and you are in a circular elevator that shoots upward until you get to the very top of the pyramid, which then opens out into a very, very nice suite.
Oler, do you remember that last elevator we were on? Seems like a lifetime ago. And we were very impressed with it. This one really blows that one way out of the water. I mean, this is something completely different.
Incredibly quickly.
Incredibly. I mean, I felt it down in my guts.
I felt it in my titties, nearly got smacked in the face.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
That was quite a ride.
I'll say so. I, too, have been on many elevators, and that was...
This one was excessive, right? We're not just new.
Well, this is our second elevator, but it was a doozy.
The suite is a open concept with giant glass panels that are on each of the four walls. You notice that you're overlooking this sprawling subterranean city. And as they do, the leader of this grand uprising is holding a drink, staring out onto his domain, for lack of a better term. And Jayok simply goes,
"That is him. That is Orin Wolf."
"All right, Wolfie boy. How's it going?"
You notice that he too is a Xeno. He is something called a Tevnoid. Someone that has four arms, and as he turns, his flat face shows four different eyeballs, and he smiles at you.
Is it flat like forward and back, or flat like left or right flat, you know? Like a fish or like a pug?
more pug than fish.
Like a pug? All right.
That was the perfect way to ask that.
That was so good.
And he turns and goes,
"Ah, Jayok, you've brought your cellmates?"
I was never imprisoned.
And we were not cellmates either. Prison mates.
Please, allow me to introduce myself. Orin Wolf, leader of the uprising. Well, I wouldn't so much call it a leading position as it is an opportunity to help people with a more definitive direction. It's no wonder that you've made such close friends in prison. It always, in my experience, prison just makes you stronger. Because you are able to see exactly who is holding you down.
Have you been to prison?
You have not heard of Orin Wolf? He has been imprisoned 14 times. Broken out every time.
14 times? The last time I checked, it was 11.
Well.
Yeah. Did you hear about the first people to break out of solitary?
You broke out of solitary? From Isotropa?
Oh, no. We broke 4 people out of solitary at the same time.
It was really Millie that did it. I didn't do much. I was trashed. Well, in solitary.
Hicks!
All right.
Hicks!
Yeah, I did it. We did it. I did it alone. I needed no help from nobody.
Exactly.
Orin just walks over, smirks, and places a hand on each of you, including Jayok.
This is an interesting experience.
Nope.
The language of love.
Jayok, I always knew you brought me the best. It's been an absolute pleasure. The more I hear about you, the more I know you are perfect to help the resistance.
Jayok is perfect? I mean, he's all right. He's pretty good.
Oh, he's...
Yeah, I wouldn't say perfect.
He did get shot, though. Hey, do you have a medic?
Of course we do, yes. I'll get someone up here immediately.
He raises one of his hands and touches a watch type of device on the underside of his wrist and talks into it.
Could you bring up a medic? Thank you. Now, how committed are you to the uprising?
We're sitting here. We have a cosmic directive to help you.
Bola gives Hicks like a shit-eating grin.
We were sent here. You might say we're on a mission from gods.
Millie might take damage from how much her eyes are rolling back in her head.
Well, I have not heard that one before. But regardless, I call that passion. And that's what we need.
Do you pay with exposure or money?
Admittedly, the uprising's coffers are not exactly overflowing, but...
As long as we're admitting stuff, I wouldn't call it passion so much as fate, you know? We're really, we need to. It's required of us.
And he kind of smiles and nods.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah, I feel the need to as well.
I mean, you definitely don't know what I'm talking about. You certainly have no clue. I mean, there's no way you could know. But I like that you're nodding along. It's a good leadership move.
But we will need to be compensated, whether that's with currency or perhaps parts for our ship. We're going to need something because, you know, we are sent from God, but not even God works for free. So
gods, but yeah.
We understand that. The uprising will pay you.
Good, good.
Admittedly, as I said, it won't be handsomely, but certainly we will talk about upgrading your ship or whatever else you need. We'll make it right.
Well, why don't we talk about it now?
Well, we should probably hear what he wants us to do as well.
Oh, yes. Actually, yes. That would be Millie, you're correct. Let's go in that order.
Let's see mission and then payment.
Yes.
Of course. Have you heard of Agent 29?
Yep. Fully aware. Definitely.
You've heard of them? Because we've been picking up chatter for the last 2 months from the highest ranking officers in the hegemony, all talking about Agent 29. We don't know much else other than that. Other than apparently they will be experimented on in a research facility under the hegemonic temple on Warren. And so, we need you to go in, find out who this Agent 29 is, and take care of them.
Bring them back?
If possible, but more likely than not.
Kill them.
The most important thing is that the hegemony does not have access to this tool.
I'm not so certain. I mean, just listen to your story. I'm not so certain Agent 29 is a person. Might be some sort of a chemical agent, you know? I don't know, I've heard of things similar to that. Just keep that in mind as an option. Just keep our options open. We might not be looking for a humanoid person. Could be a gaseous cloud.
Hicks, this is why we keep you around.
It's certainly a possibility. Whatever it may be, deal with it. eliminate it from the hegemony's toolbox.
Can do, boss.
Done.
Yeah.
Good.
How much?
Well, there is a catch. And that is that we cannot let the hegemony know that we have an inside man. And so, that's why we needed outsiders. Now, we have a crack shot team of thieves and ne'er-do-wells, but we need someone from outside the organization, at least for now.
That's us.
We need you to make sure that it does not tie back to us.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So you would like our little crew, our poor, wayward group of not an army, to go do this extremely dangerous mission to possibly take the fall for an organization we are not part of? I'm just getting this straight.
Oh, we don't want you to take the fall for us.
But if we should get caught?
If you are caught, I suggest throwing somebody else under the bus. The pirates, perhaps.
Well, I can't fault your logic there.
Oh, the medic's here. Hello. Yes, this one is hurt.
The two medics kind of rush over and take Jayok aside and start patching him up.
And so, that's it. Take care of Agent 29 and make sure that it doesn't come back to us.
Fair enough.
I thought it might be. And now the payment. I've heard a lot about you, about the troubled water, and I'm prepared. We're prepared to give you 7 cred.
Oh.
And any help that we can give you, we're happy to supply you. What do you need?
8 cred and a guaranteed ship upgrade.
He takes a step back, crosses all 4 of his arms behind his back, and walks out towards the window.
Bowler, have you ever felt so strongly about something that you would do anything to make sure that it comes true?
Yes, actually.
There is not a day that goes by, Bowler, without me sacrificing anything and everything I can to make sure that the Procyon sector is free.
And he turns towards you.
From those fascist fucks. So if you need 8 coin and a ship upgrade before you get out of here, I will move mountains to make sure that happens. But I need to know that you will finish this job. We want them to know that it was someone unassociated with the uprising.
Oh, we're gonna finish the job, all right? Because the gods basically, they said if we want to return back to our old universe and our you know, our previous bodies and souls, then we're gonna definitely have to, you know, take the hegemony down a notch and help the uprising, and that way we'll
so
be able
he's
to.
He's drunk.
And maybe we'll be able to.
He is a
transfer
drunk
to
human.
A different universe after this Hicks. One. Help Hicks. A couple more people.
Yeah.
Hicks. Am I being? Is that too honest? Is that too much information? He's not gonna believe me anyway, you know. But that's all right.
Because you're drunk.
Get this guy together. Get him together. Mr. Wolf, I can guarantee you that we will get this job done to the height of the professionalism and unprofessionalism that you expect.
The hegemony's not going to take down itself. Is it a deal?
Yeah, you got a deal.
We have a deal.
Yeah, just upgrade the ship and we'll go.
We'll all shake your hands at the same time.
Yeah.
He outstretches 3 of his hands.
We shake them.
This is fun.
How will the troubled water infiltrate one of the most heavily guarded places in the sector? Will we ever see the space pirate Nova again? Will Linda rat out Millie for her part in the jailbreak? And what's the deal with all these elevators? Find out next time on System Switch. Thank you so much for listening. Please help out the team by leaving a review and telling your friends about the show. System Switch is produced and narrated by me, Peter DiamCastro, with music and sound effects by Epidemic Sound. Hicks is played by Kyle Love. Bowler is played by Binary Dragon. Millie is played by Sophie Schwartz. Check out everyone's socials in the show notes and follow the show on Twitter and Instagram with @SystemSwitchPod. The multiverse is a strange place.
Bye, boys. Best to Linda.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all right. Linda! All right.
Over and out.
Millie says that best! Cut that.
No, keep it in.
I love my poker buddies. You'll clean it up in post.